From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this another Monday with another study in the Word of God. And I certainly do thank you for the pleasure of your company as we open the Bible and as we study the Bible and as we just see what God has for us. And that's what this program is all about. And I often say that this program is not one that's filled with bells or whistles, but if you want to hear the Word of God and if you want to study the Word of God together, then we invite you to join us every day at this same time on this same station as we grow in our understanding of the Word of God. You know, the Great Commission is well known by all Christians. But the thing is, it's not necessarily well fulfilled by many Christians. Think about that. In fact, let me say it again just to get your attention. The Great Commission is well known by all Christians, but it is not necessarily well fulfilled by many Christians. And so we ask the question, why? Why is it that many Christians, though they know the Great Commission, are not actively involved in fulfilling the Great Commission? I certainly think that that's a question that must be considered by every child of God. In fact, I ask you today, do you know the Great Commission? And if you do, are you fulfilling the Great Commission? Well, what I want to do throughout the course of this week is ask some questions that I trust will aid us in reviewing, understanding, and fulfilling the Great Commission to a greater degree. Because the Great Commission is that which is given to every one of us as individual Christians, and it is that which is given to every local church. And so every local church and every individual Christian is to be involved in fulfilling the Great Commission. Now, we're going to be looking at various places in the Word of God as we go throughout this study where the Great Commission is mentioned. But to begin with, as we open up this study today, let's just turn to what I would believe to be the most familiar place that the Great Commission is given, and that's Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. I want to read it. We'll come back to it later on, but I just want to read it because it's possible that we may have somebody listening today who has just come to Christ. They never really heard the Great Commission. And so I want to read it in order that everybody understands from whence we are speaking today, as well as throughout the course of the week. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, it says this. Just before Jesus ascended back up into heaven, it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen." That, ladies and gentlemen, is the Great Commission. That is one of five places that the Great Commission is given in the Gospels and in the book of the Acts. And I believe that it's probably the most familiar, although the other ones are quite familiar as well, and we'll look at those later. But the question that I want to begin our study with today is this: what is the Great Commission? How would you define the Great Commission? Well, let me give you a definition that we will use for the course of this study. And again, these notes and outlines are available to you, and they're free for the asking. And so if you'd like to have these notes and outlines entitled Reviewing the Great Commission, contact us. And of course, at the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will be along to give you that contact information. But here is what the Great Commission is. The Great Commission is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost, and is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, I'm going to read that again to give you the opportunity to write it down if you would like. You might want to go get a piece of paper and a pencil with which to write, because it's important that we understand what this Great Commission is, how significant it is, and really how intense it is. So let me repeat it. The Great Commission is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost, and is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to actively be involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, there are a couple of components that I just want to highlight as we look at that definition of the Great Commission. First of all, it is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ. This Great Commission is not something that the disciples got together and sort of strummed up. It's not their plan that they developed to reach the world with the gospel. They didn't come up with it. It was something that the Lord Jesus Christ himself came up with and gave to them so that they might be able to be involved effectively in getting out the gospel, that is, speaking about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But because it is a divine command given by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, it is very intense, it is very significant, it is extremely important that every one of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior be involved with it. And I might say at this very point at the beginning of our study that if you are not involved in the Great Commission, then you're living in sin. Now, maybe you've not ever been taught that before, and maybe you've never thought about it before, but this Great Commission is mentioned five times in the Word of God, and then, of course, it is elaborated upon as we read throughout the Gospels, but it's a command. It's not an option. It's not a suggestion. It is a divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ, and every one of us are to be involved with it. If not, we are sinning against God. Now, think about that. Well, going on in this definition, it is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost. You see, the Great Commission is Christ's plan to reach the entire world. As a matter of fact, if we go over to the second place that the Great Commission is mentioned, and that is Luke chapter 16 and verse 15, it is rendered this way, where it says, "And he," that is Jesus, "said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." You see, the Great Commission is Christ's plan to use, in the original state, the disciples and the apostles, but it is Christ's plan to use us through the local church even today to share the gospel with the lost, that they might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is extended to all Christians and every local church. As an individual Christian, God would have you to be involved in the Great Commission in some way. Are you? How are you directly involved with the Great Commission today, my dear friend? Can you share that with somebody? If I were to talk to you person to person, could you give me three ways that you personally are involved in the Great Commission? There really are three specific ways, and that is to pray, to give, and to go. So are you praying that the Great Commission will be effective? Are you giving so that the Great Commission might be able to go forth monetarily? Are you willing to go? Now, we could work down from there. But are you involved with the Great Commission in that way? It's given to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So from the very day that the church was born in Acts chapter 2 until we as the church are caught up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in the rapture, the Great Commission is to be actively involved with. It is to be practiced. It is something that every church and every Christian is involved with. And so, I ask you, individual Christian, are you involved with fulfilling the Great Commission? Are you? And I ask you, pastor, is your church involved in reaching men and women with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, thus fulfilling the Great Commission? Pastor, it should be the primary thing on your church budget, getting out the gospel. Every church is here on earth. Every Christian is here on earth to fulfill this particular Great Commission, and it's to be a priority in the local church and in the life of the Christian. I trust it is in yours. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather together, we're going to continue to talk about the Great Commission. We're going to look tomorrow at when was the Great Commission given. And so I trust that you'll be with us at that particular point in time. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.